escalating tensions. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered forces to maintain peace in regions of Ukraine that earlier today he recognized as independent in a speech this afternoon.
This is a repetition of the speech he gave on July 12th, 2021, last summer, in which he basically outlined his plans to retake Ukraine. That speech at that time was 12 pages long. It was sent out to his entire armed forces, and he laid out how he does not believe that Ukraine is a separate nation.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The decree leaves it unclear if or when troops would enter Ukraine. In response, President Biden has issued an executive order outlining the prohibition of investments and transactions within those separatist regions. The European Union has also announced sanctions. The State Department has ordered all embassy personnel in Ukraine to relocate to Poland for security reasons. In a statement, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he believes Russia has violated the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine by recognizing two breakaway regions as independent. Authorities in Colorado say five members of the same family who died inside a home likely overdosed on an illegal drug that's known to be deadly.
Police responded to a call about an unconscious person at an apartment in Commerce City, northeast of Denver. They found three women and two men dead inside. Another adult and a four-month-old baby were found alive. The 17th Judicial District Attorney, Brian Mason, said they likely believed they were ingesting cocaine, not realizing it was laced with fentanyl. The police chief said the baby is fine, but he believes the parents are among those who died.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of dead from the devastating tornadoes that erupted in the state in December has risen to 80. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Justice Department expected to make changes to a Trump-era policy dealing with China.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has an important decision to make. He's under rising pressure from academics across the country to end what's called the China Initiative. It's a DOJ program begun by President Trump 3 years ago designed to confront and stop Chinese espionage. Last month, protesters stood outside the Department of Justice in Washington, arguing that the initiative unfairly targets Chinese professors in academia living in the United States. I'm told that a decision has been made to make some changes. What those changes are, we will hear soon from the DOJ.
Fox's David Spund. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced he is ending the last COVID restrictions, including the requirement for people with the virus to self-isolate. Scientists, however, have warned the British government not to weaken the country's ability to monitor and track the virus. The sister of Bernie Madoff and possibly her husband have been found dead in an apparent murder-suicide.
The bodies of Sandra Weiner and presumably her husband Marvin were found in their Boynton Beach home, both dead of gunshot wounds. At this point, it's unclear as to who shot whom. Just like thousands of other investors, they also lost money in Madoff's investment fraud scheme, which enriched him with $70 billion of other people's money. Bernie Madoff died in federal prison in North Carolina last year while serving a 150-year prison sentence for stealing the investments of people who trusted him to build their retirement eggs. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Visa and Amazon have struck a deal to allow people to use Visa cards on the website worldwide without added fees. In some countries, Amazon forces people to pay a fee to use a Visa card to check out. The two companies also say they'll team up on what they call innovative payment experiences. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.